Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground. Don't let your bad breaks go getting you down. Even when times get rough and you
survivors of
section.
Surely that's the small business anthem that, right there.
That's right.
Even when you've had enough, you still got to try. Ivan Meisner knows all about that. He founded Business Network International, BNI, built it into a major international operation. Ivan, welcome back. Ivan, tell us, remind us about the extent, the expanse of BNI.
Oh, BNI now has over 7,300 groups, more than 60 countries all around the world. Last year, we passed 6.6 million referrals and generated $8.6 billion worth of business for our members from those referrals.
Wow.
So, and that's what we're talking about today, is the power of referrals and the value of referrals and how it's so important.
And folks, if you were listening to my show back in 1999, you would have heard him say little teeny tiny numbers compared to those. So,
yeah.
you've been able to listen to and watch the amazing growth of a great organization over the last 15 or so years. And Ivan, it's all because you've stuck to your knitting, haven't you? That's what I like about what you've done. With you haven't gotten scientific you've pretty much stuck to your knitting, and you've really dealt with the humanity part of business relationships, haven't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Both on the first piece. You know, I think you're going to be a lot more successful if you do six things 1,000 times rather than 1,000 things six times. And, man, I am all about doing six things 1,000 times. You do what works, and you do it consistently, and you do it over time,
mm-hmm.
and build relationships, get trust, and generate referrals. I think too many times business people are going after bright, shiny objects, and they
no
chase
question.
These ideas that may or may not work and may or may not be successful. So.
It is
all about relationships, so we do those in building relationships. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Tell us another specific specific referral story.
Yeah, so here's a real good example. I was in a room with no more than 16 people. I was in Ireland, so I really didn't know anybody except the one guy leading the course. And I was explaining to them how being specific is so valuable. And again, this one woman said, really, you know, please, you can't go about doing business that way. You have to tell people the big picture of what you're looking for. And I said, no, I'm serious. The more specific you are. And I said to her, give me a name of somebody that you want to meet. And she said, there's 16 people here. They're not going to know who this guy is. I'm like, yeah, let's just humor me. Let's just give it a shot.
Right.
And so she told me who she needed. It was the Deputy Minister of Education for Ireland, and she gave his name, whatever it was, Adam McClure or whatever. And so I thought, oh, okay, this is going to be tough. There's only 16 people here. So I said, okay, maybe someone here knows someone who would know the Deputy Minister. And I said, is there anyone that has any kind of connection? 16 people. Two people raised their hands. One said, I was his college roommate. I've stayed in touch with him for years. The second one was better. The second one said, I'm a business partner with him in a real estate deal. I've got his mobile number. Tell me what you want to talk to him about.
Wow. And, you know, I love these stories. Can I steal these stories?
I love
these stories. You know, no, I'm talking to a sales team, right? I'm working with big companies. I'm talking to their sales team, and they're making cold calls. Ivan, they're still dotting on the phone. And I said, "All right, look, cold calling is negative these days. It's not just not effective; it's negative." And I said, "What are you gonna if you call somebody a cold call, and you don't get through, but you actually maybe besmirch?" I said, and then later. That your neighbor's brother is the person that you just tried to cold call. I said, wouldn't you feel stupid? And all you had to do was a little bit of legwork, a little bit of homework.
Yes.
Ask a few questions. Be specific, right?
Yeah, be specific and laser specific about not only what you
right.
do, but also
right.
who you want to connect with, because you never know who knows people. And this is the one piece that I think most people don't understand when it comes to referral
mm-hmm.
marketing.
Mm-hmm. There's no question about it. Hey, Ivan, I got to wrap things up. It's been great having you here. BNI.com, right? Still a great
BNI.com, yeah. And for people who want to follow me on my blog, IvanMeisner.com.
Do that, folks. You'll thank me later. I promise you. Hey, Ivan, I'm still proud of you, buddy. Take care of yourself. Thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks, Jim. Always good to be on your show.
Ladies and gentlemen, the great Ivan Meisner. I told you we'd get smarter when Ivan joined us, and so we did. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.